Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you here with us, and there are just 3 weeks left until Christmas Day. This year I will be concise and draw your mind and heart towards Jesus Christ the Lord, whose birth we celebrate by emphasizing that Christ is King. Hence the title of this short, but I trust poignant series, Christ the King is Born. Our text will be the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Let us begin by reading this passage, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who was born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. These three verses near the start of Matthew's gospel focus on the main character, who is Jesus. By my count, Christ is mentioned 5 times in 3 verses. Now after Jesus was born, this marks out Jesus as the one around whom this whole narrative will be built. In verse 2, the question is asked, where is he? That's Jesus. Where is he who was born King of the Jews? This identifies Jesus as King, and specifically King of the Jews. And then, still in verse 2, we read about his star. The star belongs to Jesus. The Magi declare they have come to worship him. Him is Christ. The one the Magi have come to worship is Jesus. While there are 2 kings mentioned here, Jesus and Herod, the focus is clearly on Jesus Christ, the King. Each one of the 4 gospel writers have a different emphasis on the person of Christ. In Matthew, the emphasis is on Jesus, the Messiah, the King of the Jews. In Mark, the emphasis is on Jesus, the servant of God. In Luke, the emphasis is on Jesus, the perfect man. And in John, the emphasis is on Jesus, the God-man. Because we will live in Matthew chapter 2, Christ the King is our focus. And I believe to say that Jesus is King is much needed at this hour. So I hope you will be with us in the lead up to Christmas Day, Sunday this year, as we discover all these verses offer us. There are at least 2 things that got me thinking about King Jesus as we near Christmas. The first was the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the longest-serving British monarch. And the second was the fervor over the recent midterm elections here in the United States. For Christians, Christ is our King. He is King Jesus. And I feel compelled to remind you of this because I am very concerned that many Christians are engaging in a bad tendency. And that is to honor a woman who was queen over Christ who is King. And to honor a man who is or who will be president over Christ who is King. I am not sure where you are listening from, but here in America, we are proud to say that we do not have a king or queen. No royal family here. This is our boast. Remember, we defeated the British and King George III in the American Revolution of the 1700s. And yet, millions of us watched in awe and with emotion as it was announced in September that Queen Elizabeth II had died. September 8th, 2022. She was 96 years old. I know, she was just a woman, a human being like any of the rest of us, but I admired her. I felt a sadness when I knew she was gone and when I tuned into her memorial services and funeral. Granted, I am a sucker for pomp and circumstance, and no nation does that better than England. They certainly did not disappoint with that funeral, the music and the marching. Based on what I have read, I believe Elizabeth believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of her sins. She was definitely not perfect. She sinned. She did wrong. And of course, God is her judge. But reading her testimony about her own relationship to Christ the Savior, I think she knew of his grace and mercy personally. And I do anticipate seeing her in heaven one day. I respect her faithfulness serving the people of her realm for those 70 years. Her pledge that, quote, "My whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong." Now that is a commitment she kept until the day she died. Young people will have to read about her now or listen to the stories of what we witnessed. But I know of no child, teenager, or young adult who would not benefit from implementing in their lives the practices Queen Elizabeth had every day of her long life. That being said, we must not over-honor her or her son and heir, King Charles III. Let us not elevate a human king or queen above our true King Jesus the Christ. Do not honor a woman who was queen over Christ, who is king. Well, I am not sure where you were listening from, but here in America, we are proud to say we do not have a king or queen. No royal family here. And yet, we have the politicians that we often crown kings or queens. As we speak, there is an ongoing battle over who the rightful president should be or will be. There are those who have crowned Joseph Biden that man. There are those who have crowned Donald Trump that man. Looking ahead to 2024 and the next presidential election, some want to keep Biden as king, or another Democrat yet to be identified. And others want to return Trump to the throne in the Oval Office. Oh, you say, I am a DeSantis supporter. All right, then, King Ron is your man. And Christians and the church as a whole have been sucked right up into this fervor over which politician we think ought to be America's current or next king. So, just like most of the people around us, Christians give financially, generously to political campaigns. Christians fight for what is right. Christians protest and argue and fuss and fight to save our country. Christians obsess over what was said or not said. Christians spend hours in front of the television watching whatever cable news channel best represents their views. Christians listen to countless hours of radio or podcasts focused on the politicians in Washington, D.C., and follow along on Twitter and Truth Social or other social media sites to see what's wrong, who is wrong, and how it can all be fixed with the right king, president, and political party in power. And I observe all of this, and I want to definitively and boldly say, Christians, church, we have one king. His name is Jesus the Christ. Biden is not our king. Trump is not our king. DeSantis is not our king. We have no king but Jesus Christ the King. I urge you, I plead with you, do not make any man your king. Do not make any woman your queen. Bow in honor and total surrender to King Jesus. Exalt him, glorify him, worship him. Pledge to him your allegiance and life. Bow before King Jesus, who wears the crown of God and who sits on heaven's throne. Make it your practice to revere King Jesus far above and beyond any human being, no matter what might be at stake in your country, in this earthly kingdom. Ours, my friends, is a heavenly kingdom, and Jesus reigns and rules over us. Do not honor a man who is or who will be president over Christ, who is King. Instead, come with us to Jerusalem, not far from Bethlehem of Judea, as we meet Christ, the King who is born. And we will also meet Herod, the Magi from the East, and we will talk about a star, his star. King Jesus holds our imaginations in a way unlike any other, and what better gospel and text than this, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Well, let's ask God's blessing on our time together. God, King of kings and Lord of lords, we ask you to open our eyes to see your Son and our King, Jesus Christ. Teach us to get our interests aligned with yours. Remind us in a powerful way of the kingdom of heaven and the one who sits on the throne of heaven. Forgive us for sometimes exalting a man or a woman over you. We pray you will meet with us this month and reveal to us more of who you are. Amen. Join us tomorrow because Jesus is King.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.